Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Thursday, August the 27th, 2026, last Thursday in the month of August. 17 and a half minutes past the hour here. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We were having a very interesting conversation there about the Dora before we went to break. One of our friends out there, Ryan, was talking about how the Dora in Upper Sandusky works very well because of some outdoor activities they have there. That's very interesting, and I think makes a lot of sense. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Yes, tongue-tied, apparently. I wanted to talk about something that you...
Oh, you dropped out.
And then I saw something this morning that I was like, yeah... Spears has got a pretty good point.
Oh, wait, you dropped out for a second. Start from the beginning.
Okay. I said I wanted to talk about something that you mentioned in the first hour, and it has to do with city council. And it's something I've been thinking about the past few days, and then I saw something this morning, and I was like, yeah, Scott has a really good point on this. And it's about the live streaming of city council and how it's turning into production and that sort of thing. And the person who got thrown out Monday night is on Facebook bragging about how many views they're getting.
There you go.
I read it, and I don't follow this person or whatever, but apparently they are trending right now locally. So when someone is trending locally, they get pushed into your timeline. So he's been pushed into my timeline, and I typically scroll past it, but once I saw him do the brag about how many views he has, and I think... I don't know. I think it was like 2,000 or something like that. And he's bragging about, you know, people are paying attention. Da 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 da. And I just took a screenshot of my views. I was like, dude, rarely do you hear me mention how many views I have. I was like, I had 100 times, and literally 100 times the views that he did, so 200,000. I was like, so, you know, you're in your mind, you're this big popular person. I was like, but you really aren't as popular as you think. I just unleashed. Like, you really aren't as popular as you think you are. I said, people sort of just come to your page to watch the train wreck. I said, I'm really pissed about the fact that some of us have worked really hard for the past couple of years to make the little bit of progress that we've made, and you're going to come in and wreck it in a couple of meetings to get views and likes. And I said, I thought if you were really serious about this and you're really serious about change and not just getting likes and views, you'd at least take the time to register to vote.
Well, see, that's the problem. And you know, I want to be clear about this. I don't have a problem with anybody doing what they do on social media. I guess that is what social media is for now. People want to increase their likes, increase their views. They like seeing those little things go off. They like the comments.
I've got to tell you, like, it for me, it's weird. Like, I don't understand why people follow me. I don't understand why people like my page. I don't understand why people stop me to talk to me when they see me out in public. This is all very bizarre to me. I am grateful that people have paid attention or starting to show up and that sort of thing, but I don't, like, I see myself as more like an organizer, you know, I don't think of myself as a public figure. I'm not trying to get likes and, well, I mean, I am, but in that I want to raise awareness, not popularity. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, but here is, there's nothing wrong with being popular. I think this goes back to the school days. I mean, you like being popular.
To me it's bizarre. Like, if I'm digging around over a pile of bananas and people are like, are you Naomi Craig?
Yeah, but here's...
Yeah, well, wait a minute. Do you like me or not?
Well, but here's the thing about it that is very bizarre to me. Is that, I guess because when I started in this field, it was prior to social media, prior to the internet, more or less. And the thing of it was certainly the internet and everybody's home. And the thing about it was that when it first started to come in, when you did your news stories, which is what people seem to be getting these views off, and like you're speaking of this person, when people did that, they did that from news entities always did that from a separate page. Like, I don't even share the WGH news stuff on my personal page.
Right.
And so, you know, I don't post under my name on
right.
the WGH page. I don't
but
sign my
WGH
stories.
On the WGH page, you also don't post anything but facts. This is what happened.
Right.
This
right.
is the news announcement. This is whatever. So there's no opinion in there. But then we have pages all around Marion who have created completely fictional characters, given them historical names, and refer to themselves as the third person, and that's supposed to be a trusted news source.
Well, and that's what I'm saying we're getting into. Now, again, none of this is illegal. None of this I don't even know what
well,
you call it anymore.
It's bizarre that people that they're cool with getting their news from a cartoon character. Like, what? That doesn't make sense to me. I don't get that one.
Well, it's strange to me because, okay, here's the thing about these pages that in general, no matter what is going on in the news cycle, the main thrust of what we do here is showing up every morning to do this two-hour show no matter what the news is. And I think we cover the waterfront. It's not just local politics. It's Buckeye Guy. It's Larry Barnett. Sometimes it's people calling in from California. It's whatever it is.
It's a variety show.
Variety show.
Yes.
But we're live 2 hours at least every weekday, sometimes more. And when I look at the Marion Star, which I think is the only thing comparable with us at this point, their main thrust is that newspaper laying on the counter or subscriptions to the online Star. That's what they do. It's not for the money, but that's their,
it's a business.
Yeah, it's a business. I mean, I'm sure Gannett doesn't need the little Marion Star money.
No.
But that's what they do. That's the. It's not the Abby paper because she's the only reporter there at this point.
I think I dropped. Okay.
Yeah.
I dropped you for a second.
No,
sorry.
We're still here. So that's the thrust there. What is bothersome about these other things is that it's not like that. It's whatever comes about, what I can capitalize on, whether it's bad water or whether it's flock cameras. Or whether it's picking somebody we don't like and taking shots of them in a comical way, it's that. And I
I'm not perfect at it, but I will tell you that I have tried to get away from some of the mean and nasty. Now, trust me, I still drop the F word and I'm still calling people lurch and that sort of stuff. But I have tried to get away from just the arguing back and forth on Facebook, and then my page is not all just doom and gloom and the world sucks. I'm trying to put stuff out there for, you know, people who can get free food, free laundry, free meals.
Right, well, and I will tell you
variety also. You know what I mean? More like a community message board and not just Naomi hates the government.
Well, no, and there's another person who's been doing this for years on...
Mine is a good page to come to if you don't like to come.
Well, and I will say this: there is a person who started doing this years ago. I don't see it as much as I used to, but that was their main thrust was no news at all. Basically, what they did was if there was a community event going on, like a festival or a fair or something like that in Ohio, they would post that flyer. That's what they did it on their personal page.
And that's a good thing. If you want a page that just lists yard sales and festivals and that sort of thing, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Follow one of those pages. But I also like finding the obscure things. I mean, I do have people actually arguing with me, telling me no, that food stamps snap, that you're still going to be able to buy sugary drinks on October 1st, and that I'm making that up and lying. Like, that's really easy to check. Why don't you just go ahead and check? But it has 300-plus shares, so apparently 300 people thought that was valuable information to pass on to someone else. And I don't mean that like, oh my God, I'm this source of information, but apparently 300 other people didn't know. I didn't know for sure it was going through until I read it, and I thought, well, if I didn't know this, the people on...
Well, I think that's a scary thing. I mean, I think that's last year, like when the food card stopped for... what, a couple weeks?
Yes. So I wanted people to be prepared for this and not find out September 25th that in 4 days, 5 days, you're not going to be able to buy Pepsis anymore. Now,
right.
I don't think that, I mean, what I how I think food stamps should be spent is irrelevant. People get them, people spend them on pop. If you were planning on doing that in October, you're not going to be able to do that. But, I mean, I really had a woman arguing with me and telling me that I was a liar and that I was spreading fear and hysteria. No, ma'am, all you have to do is Google it. It would have taken her less time to Google it and see that I was telling the truth than it took her to type up that comment.
I guess my big point is here is Monday night, I truly had a flashback moment. Because
it's ridiculous. Monday was so uncomfortable.
Well, I just, you know, and I know Brenda Dunnigan listens, and if she's out there, Brenda, I hope you're having a good morning. But I flashed back to when her and I covered city council meetings and how it was done then. And when I saw people getting thrown out, more than one person in the meeting on Monday night.
That was their intention.
Right.
They came there to get thrown out.
But that's, and that's a show. And when people were live streaming and jumping up to record other people, it's almost like it's a complete feed off of this, feed off of this, feed off of this. It's like it's some big reality show.
They are somewhat coordinated in their efforts to do whatever it is. And that's what I don't know. I don't know what their goal is, and I'm not sure that they know what their goal is either, other than to just... And I'm all about... I've got my T-shirts that say resist, and, you know, I'm all about keeping the government in check, but, like, what exactly is it that you want kept in check? And then how, as a person who hasn't even engaged in the voting process, I mean, we all have freedom of speech, whether we vote or not, but how can you come up here and complain when you didn't even take the time, not even to register, but you haven't even gotten up one time to go vote for any of these people? So you're right, you didn't vote for them, you didn't vote for any of them, you didn't vote for one person in this county. But yet, you're one of the loudest people on Facebook talking about we need to make a change, we need to make a change. March your ass down to the BOE and register. Better yet, I'll send you the link and you can register online. It's real easy.
Well, it's just become something that
And that's another thing, Scott. I've used this situation as a platform to encourage people to vote and to tell people how to register to vote. I try to just look at whole big pictures of everything and how can multiple people benefit from this fiasco.
Now, what is the third person thing? Somebody's referring to themselves in third person?
Yeah, Cody's page. He's the swamp fox.
Oh.
And, yeah, he refers to himself as, like, old swampy, and there's this last post that he made that was just, like, the straw that broke camel's back for me, because I really don't care. He's got me blocked. But I really don't care. Somebody sent it to me, though. He's talking about transparency and the government and accountability and keeping people in check. And this, that, and the other, all while posting anonymously. Does anyone else see the irony with that? Because, I mean, it's just so thick that it's unbelievable.
Well, see, I don't know what that is. Now, last time, I did say, I think last time this came up, that I did not know that was him. And now, I will say this. I suspected that it was somebody from that group, because I think that page had always come from that group, but
yes,
I did not
that
know.
That was a spinoff from Operation Marion Watchman.
Yes.
When they found out that Jason Foreman had gotten a 14-year-old pregnant back in the day, they all decided, oh, maybe we don't want to affiliate with him anymore. But there's still people that follow along with that. I mean, that dude straight up got a kid pregnant playing strip poker with her. I've got the court documents. And
well,
people still consider him a source of information, so I don't know. Like,
you know,
what are you going
to
do?
To each their own, but I guess my point is, what is the point of referring to yourself in third person, and what is the point of being a cartoon character anyway?
I don't know. When all of the psychology courses that I've taken, when people that refer to, I mean, we all do it from time to time as a joke, you know what I mean? Like, well, I spoke with an expert, and Naomi Craig said, or something along those lines, or you refer to Naomi does not like that, something along those lines. But to actually take the time to post it, I mean, to write it out in third person, Scott, you've got an English degree, I believe. Aren't we highly discouraged from using, well, I guess he's not supposed to be using first person, but third person, when in that sort of narrative writing, unless you're actually, like, the narrator and it's not you, yeah, it's, I guess it's just the logical fallacies. there.
Well, what is the... See, because
you're writing in third person, but it's really about you.
Well, but I... So what was the article that brought this up?
Oh, I would have to just... I would have to
look. What was the thrust of it? What was the...
Someone sent it to me. It was... politicians in Marion old Swampy has heard that politicians in Marion don't like what he's been saying, and basically, you know, he's holding to the fire, and he's doing it not for likes or not for clicks. That was the funny part. Not for likes or not for clicks and not for money, but because he truly believes in these things, and he believes in transparency, and he believes in accountability, all while posting from behind a AI-generated cartoon character with a historical figure's name slapped to it, nickname slapped to it. I believe in accountability and transparency. I'm posting from a fake account. I mean,
well,
it's just exactly. Like the logic there, but people eat it up. So can we blame them if people go there and they use that as their source of information and they're giving these people these likes and these views and these clicks? Then who can we blame but other than the people that are consuming it?
Well, see, what this was kind of my complaint earlier in the year with the rooster. Now, again, somebody, a real person, who has taken a character, for whatever reason, and used that as their front to run some kind of a pseudo-news site. Now, I don't know what the purpose of that is, but it all seems to be very moment-driven. Create a moment, and here we are. And if you want to do that, I guess it's fine. But I don't know. What is the reason behind this? Why wouldn't you want to post from your name?
I don't know. Because people already hate you, or you don't want people to hate you, or you aren't secure enough in your own beliefs that you're willing to attach your name to them. And to me, you're no patriot. You're no hero. I'm afraid of the repercussions. Okay. Well, so were the forefathers, and look what they did. John Hancock's name is four times the size of everybody else's because he was willing to pledge his life, his honor, his fortune. I'm not saying that people should lose their lives, and yeah, things do get out of control, but I put my name to everything that I post. Yeah, I've gotten hate mail. I get dirty looks. I get mean and nasty messages. It goes along with putting yourself out there. You know, you want all the glory, but none of the bad stuff that comes, and you know what I'm talking about, Spears. I'm sure you get hate messages. I've read them in your comment threads before, people just trying to be nasty. And, you know, if you don't want that and you're afraid of that, then don't take the good if you're not willing to take the bad, I guess. I don't know.
That's why I rarely go into the comment section, because you have to understand at some point people are not going to like something that you did, and half the time they haven't even heard what you did anyway. And you know, the funniest thing to me was when we had the QAnon shaman on the first time, which when we posted that interview, I the person might have listened to it, I really don't know, but they were so angry that we even had the person on that they just I forget what the response was.
That's insane. I mean, because I would never tune in. I mean, he was on your show. That's why I listened to him. Like, if he was on anybody else that I was listening to, I don't really listen to a lot of talk radio other than you, but I would turn it. Like, I would not sit and listen. But because he was on your show, I listened. It didn't make me mad that you had him. You were offering a different perspective. But I listened because once I started, the guy was like a damn train wreck, and I wanted to see where it ended up.
Well, I'll tell you, that's interesting because, like, okay, you know, during the last presidential election, people thought this was such a liberal station. Well, I'll tell you, when we had DJ the Barber on last Friday, the Vex Barber from all these ads, I still don't know why that generated the response that it generated on social media. I don't know what that was. I don't know.
I think people feel like it's disingenuous because Vivek is a billionaire and he's trying to like come off as one of us. I don't care. I think it's stupid.
Yeah,
I don't know why Vivek would think a barber would sway our opinion, and I don't know why people would be so angry that he's using a barber. Like,
But the thing
is, scrolling, turn the channel. It's not hard.
No, but when I went through that, because I did look, because I thought, why is this getting so many comments?
I made one comment on that post, Scott, and all I said was, a barber with a beard that unkempt can't be trusted.
No, no, and that's fine, and those comments are, but I mean, there were things in there. There were things in
crazy.
That I would not even repeat on the air.
Right.
And you know what? There were some things in there that
you
were
absolutely. You've got to admit, little Vivek's kids looked really uncomfortable in that photo.
Well, yes, but I mean, the things that were being implied by that.
Well, I didn't read all the comments. Once I saw where it was going, I just made my little beard comment and dipped
well,
out.
Well, I guess
it reminded me of the Santa Claus bus driver with the beard.
Well, but I mean, there were things there about, race definitely was there. So again, if people think this governor's race, and trust me, I'm not the press agent for Vivek Ramaswamy, but, you know, if people think race is a foregone thing and we're past that and it's not going to figure into this election and it's not figuring in for Vivek Ramaswamy, that's not the case. Just go through that comment section.
This is just and signs don't vote, but it's just an observation on my part. I've been all around Crawford and Morrow and Marion, and we went up to Toledo last weekend, and I've just been kind of paying attention. We're in the middle of a campaign. There's no campaign signs anywhere. I can't say, I mean, that's way too concrete, but compared to a normal election season, there's maybe 20% of the signs you normally see. I don't see any big Vivek billboards anywhere. I
no.
barely see any Vivek signs in Marion.
The Ben Weber signs have all but disappeared.
Yes.
You know, and he's...
I think he's just sort of a lock, though, isn't he?
Well, I don't know. You know, I'm very interested to see what happens on election night. Because if Sherrod Brown does win, and I believe he's the only Democrat that is not tied, I believe he has pulled a little bit ahead in the polls.
I haven't heard any recent polls.
If he does win, will he carry some of the other Democrats statewide? I believe we're going to have a very split vote this fall.
It's going to be interesting, that's for sure, because I'll tell you this, and this should really worry people, and I might have said it before. My husband, who staunch conservative, and I mean, I don't know how we ended up together, staunch conservative, I mean, he's, you know, as far as some things as like abortion and marijuana, he's more moderate on, or, you know, doesn't care, but he's about, you know, you work, you don't get a government handout, you don't do this, you don't do that, and he's voting Democrat this time for probably one of the first times in his adult life.
Well, and Ben Weber's not an incumbent.
Right.
And I think that's interesting.
Right. Now, so again, he's willing to go, I mean, and we are not typically down-ballot voters, but this fall we are likely going to be down-ballot for Democrats, even if I've never heard your name, but I'm going to look up
and
see.
The only two predictions I have at this point, Kent definitely has an uphill battle here, and I'm not saying he's going to
win. He's got my vote.
Well, I think his margins might be bigger than some of the other Democrats in past years because of what's going on. And also, I would say that this food stamp thing hitting right before the election is not going to play well in a lot of Ohio voters' minds.
And I wasn't even thinking about it. See, that's how un-election, like, un-campaign season it feels. I don't watch regular TV either, but...
Well, and
there aren't any signs anywhere.
And I do believe, and this could be vice versa, but I believe that Sherrod Brown could win the Senate race, and Vivek
has a very good chance.
And Vivek could win the governorship, which that is a rarity that something like that could happen.
I think it's going to be interesting to see because I wasn't really so sure about the race thing when you first started mentioning it, but I really do believe it's going to be a factor. I didn't think it was. I didn't think we were still that backwards. Apparently we are.
But I will tell you this, Vivek has some very effective ads. Very, very effective. Not just the DJ the Barber ad, but he's got a new ad out there that I saw in the last couple nights. That's when I see him at night when I turn on the television, where he's got this whole thing and it plays out that it's not just saying that Amy Acton took a drink and took prescription medication but it's got...
Was it like her daughter was the one that called the cops?
Well, but it's got a thing about she supported Mondami and she I mean, it's got everything in there. It's a very interesting ad.
My son asked me about, Mom, did Amy acting gay domestic violence? And I was like, let's talk about this, son, about what really actually happened.
But it's a mess. But I guess the bottom line to where we started here is, people can do what they want with the social media, and, you know, if the getting the likes makes them feel better and all that, that's fine.
Stop hijacking the real movements and delegitimizing us, you asshole.
But I don't know. Well, I don't know. It's interesting because it seems like we're going down a road of deterioration. It seems like it started with actual news organizations, and then it went to activism and advocates, and now it's going to copycats of activism and activists. And I don't know how far.
Our friend that got thrown out Monday night, he said he is an investigative journalist.
There you go.
My goodness. Anyways, you take care of fear. Somebody else, I'm sure they'd want to talk, and everybody's done listening to me. So
thanks for calling.
Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Feel free to give us a buzz. It's an interesting world we live in. 42 minutes past the hour. I hope people are discerning about where they're getting their news. You know, entertainment's fine, and opinion is fine, but I hope people have an idea of what is news and what is not, and we'll see where that goes. But I hope somebody downtown really thinks about the live stream of these city council meetings, because I believe that could clear up a whole lot of problem. 740-383-9944. Go ahead.
Hey, let's talk about something you've never talked about.
Oh, good. I like new stuff.
Nepotism in Marion.
Oh, okay. Where do we got it?
Oh, geez. Well, here's a for instance. Bev Ford retired from the Palace Theater. And then she ends up Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Yes.
She retires from Convention and Visitors Bureau, and there's a search for a new director of Convention and Visitors Bureau. And there was one person that had one hell of a resume, had done a lot of things for Marion. They weren't even given the courtesy of an interview. And guess who they hired?
I don't know.
Bev Ford's daughter.
Well, there you go.
So, you know, this Mutual Admiration Society, et cetera, and Marion's got to stop. And they could very well be in violation of the EEOC. Because they're getting tax dollars from the bed tax and however else they get their revenue. And, you know, people of Marion, this is why Marion has stagnated, has never, ever gotten to its full potential.
Well, you know, situations like that, it'd be interesting to know who's on the board of the Convention and Visitors Bureau, because they made the choice.
Well, did they?
Well, I'm sure they did. I'm sure there was a vote.
Well, I don't know. Were they persuaded, or did they already have their mind made up? Did Bev Ford say, hey, hire my daughter. Let's just pretend we're taking applications, resumes, etc. But, you know, we'll go through the motions, but your vote, etc. Gotta hire my daughter.
Well, I don't know what Bev could hold over the board of the Convention and Visitors Bureau, but it'd be interesting to know who was on the board.
She's a member of the Mutual Admiration Society.
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, how could she force them into doing something they didn't want to do?
It wasn't necessarily a force as much as, oh, well, that's Bev's recommendation, so
I'm a board member, so I want to go. I want to vote. That sounds good to me.
Well, I think that's,
and that's the problem we have with all of these people who are on boards of this, that, and everything else. They just like to say, oh, I'm on the board of this. I'm on the board of that. And, you know, a lot of these people don't understand that you're responsible. You're liable as being a member on any board. There's liability there. Because if you're not accountable and you're doing things kind of questionable, hey, the buck stops there.
Well, I guess there is always that. I don't know. I think a lot of these boards are very interesting. I think a lot of these organizations are interesting. I mean, I think a lot of organizations, nonprofits in Marion, do a lot of good work. But I think they...
You know, the ones that really, I think, do a lot of good work, they're not the ones that get into the spotlight and promote it as much as some of the others. But I want to shift gears here.
Okay.
What is Marion's most outstanding feature?
I don't know. What is it?
The Harding Memorial. Have you looked at that? The mold, mildew, or whatever that crud is that's slowly consuming that marble and stuff? They let that thing go. They never maintain it, and now it's going to have to be all cleaned up again at one hell of a big expense. Why don't we take care of these monuments?
Well, I believe that's controlled by the state. You might have to call up Governor DeWine on that one.
No, we need to get a hold of our state reps, our state senators.
Ohio Historical Society, I believe.
It's even more than the state, but again, there it goes to the question, what government just wastes money?
Well, I believe it's the Ohio Historical Society. I believe they control both the home and the memorial.
And it could go a little deeper than that. So, what are these people doing? Why don't they maintain that? It's absurd. It looks like hell, that crap that's growing on it. So, people, get up, vote. And I'm going to say this and call in until Election Day. Your protest vote is only a protest vote if you get up off of your ass and go cast a ballot to honor all of those who have died for your right to vote. And if you want a protest vote, take a ballot. Don't vote for anything and submit a blank ballot. That's the least you can do. The next best thing you can do is educate yourself so you're better informed to make a better decision.
Well,
but get up off of your asses and vote.
All right, we're a few days away here from the next election. How do you feel about the next governor? Who's it gonna...
I don't know. I have not watched any news, and I don't know enough to really say this or that about any of the candidates. The one thing that I will say about the ballot for Marion, for the city people, vote no on a four-year term for city council people. That is the most absurd thing I've ever heard of. Again, if we have two-year terms, and the individual in whatever seat they hold is doing their job, they will have that job till the day they breathe their last breath. You just have to do the job, do what the electorate wants you to do, and you have job security. Deviate from that? Hey, you're on your own.
Well, I just want to say this. The board of the Convention and Visitors Bureau, I'm guessing, is made up of a lot of local politicians because it's a government group.
Well, the mayor and used to be Mr. Bodine used to be there, and some other people. I'm not going to mention names.
Well, you mentioned a couple.
Well, the only one is because they were the head honcho. You know, Well, I only mentioned Bev Ford.
No, I mean you mentioned the mayor and Bodine.
Okay, I mentioned Bev Ford and Bodine. And the mayor, I didn't mention his name, I just said the mayor.
I think people know who he is.
I mean, there's a lot of people question, is he the mayor? Because he sure don't act like the mayor.
Well, we shall see what happens. Thank you.
To a better tomorrow.
Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I'm not sure about boards. Boards are an interesting thing. That's a long-term discussion, I believe, to have about boards here in Marion. All right, I think we have a call coming in. Go ahead. We lost that. If that was you, call back in. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We had a call coming in there, but lost it. Technology, you know, for some reason, that went dead. We've still got 8 minutes left, so we still have time to take your phone call. 740-383-9944. On anything we're talking about here this morning, could be boards of directors, could be people who've been appointed to positions here in Marion, could be flock cameras, could be the DORA in downtown Marion. We certainly have a variety going on right now here on the program, but feel free to call in. The phone line is open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Do want to remind people, Voice of a People with Linda Sims comes up after this program today, 10:15 until 12 noon, and then the Adam the Computer Guy show today from 12:15 until 1 p.m. Don't miss either one of those shows, but we're at 7 minutes here, so feel free to buzz in. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Certainly a lot of interesting topics. But if you are interested about the recycling, I did make a call yesterday. Heard back at 6:30 this morning from the downtown garage that your recycling that you drop off here in Marion is picked up by Rumkey and taken to their recycling facility in Westerville. So, that's where that conversation went. We've talked a little bit this morning about, you know, I don't know where social media is going and information people are putting out, but I certainly do hope that somebody downtown, and I understand why they started live streaming these meetings, but I really hope somebody does take a look at it and say, is this doing more bad than good at this particular point? I think people who want to watch them will still watch them the next day or 2 days later, but I think eliminating the live stream would get rid of the exhibitionism that we are starting to see in these meetings. And I think people see those numbers, how many people are watching this, and it's almost become a show for people. And that's very, very, very unfortunate. But the phone lines are open here, and we do have time for another call. We have 6 minutes left to go here today. Would love to hear from anybody out there in our final 6 minutes, 740-383-9944. Feel free to give us a buzz. We enjoy hearing from you, the listening audience, on all kinds of topics, from the DORA to new businesses getting underway here in Marion, to recycling, to flock cameras, to the death of celebrities, Tim Curry and Dolly Parton. We'll talk about anything at this particular point. 740-383-9944. I wonder who that caller was that we lost there. And I think at some point, elected officials are going to, will they feel the repercussion of what happens in elections this year, next year? Will that mean anything? I don't know. Will there be new candidates who run? Will we have a lot of contested races? You know, you would certainly have to say that the Democratic Party did a much better job this year of getting candidates to run statewide than they have in some time. Now, will the local Democratic Party be able to do that for the next municipal election next year? Then we've got the fiscal emergency that we're in here in Marion. How is that all going to shake out in the end? You know, those meetings are to start in September, which is just right around the corner. And what is going to be said there? What cuts are going to be suggested? How are we going to get the financial track of Marion City back in order? Because this should be something that should be on everybody's mind. It's all out there, and it's all able to be talked about on this particular program, well, today for another 3 minutes, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And I do appreciate the people who called in yesterday. I believe one was a first-time caller, and the other may have called in before, but it was a very good call. And I always appreciate the conversations that we are able to have during the live program and after the live program. You know, we had a call yesterday that was somebody was listening to one of our repeats. So that's always a good thing as well. And we try to have a good variety here. But if you want to call in, we've got just a few minutes left. If you want to be our last caller today, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right. Let's see here. From one of our listeners out here this morning, in regards to the person who called about the boards in Marion, this person had served on some boards, and they never considered themselves to be a city leader or a member of any elite group. They say they served on the board of directors for groups such as the American Cancer Society, and again was just a citizen, and never ever will consider themselves to be part of the elite. So I think that's probably the truth. When it comes to boards, I think there are a lot of people who just do it because they're asked to do it, and maybe they have an interest in that particular organization. And certainly nothing wrong with that. You know, being on a board doesn't pay any money. You have to show up to the meetings. You want to participate, and I think there are a lot of good people on boards. I certainly don't want to condemn every board that has ever been put together, but obviously there are some who make some decisions that sometimes you look at and you go, I wonder why that decision was made. But I guess we could say the same of everything. I mean, this is not an uncommon thing to wonder about certain decisions. And I think sometimes there isn't anything funny going on, but just the look is bad. And maybe that's what this case, if indeed the former head of the Convention and Visitors Bureau's daughter was chosen to be the new head of the Convention and Visitors Bureau, even if nothing inappropriate went on, it doesn't look so good. It just doesn't look so good. So that's one of those things. Linda Sims, Voice of a People, coming up next for this day. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to The Talking Place. Just listen to former star of The Jeffersons and 227, Marla Gibbs.
Where did the name Marla come from? It's so unique.
I made it up.